Croesar, welcome to Tales of Wales. This is a Throwback Thursday episode, which when we look back through the vaults of our past episodes. So if you're a first-time listener and you're up to date with the most recent ones, this is a chance to go back to our old episodes. And you can find the link to the episode in the description of this episode. I've said episode a lot there. Or if you're a long-time listener...
Also, the clips are usually put are nothing to do with the title because it's just us talking shite. But it gives you a taster of what we're talking about.
We're re-recording this because you must have been sick of the three intros we've done for ages. So no further ado, here's this week's episode.
Are we going to start with our usual, our review? We're going to review this episode?
Sounds good. Yeah.
I've got a couple lined up ready. One of our new latest ones, actually. So, you know, we've been asking you guys basically every episode to give us a couple of reviews and five stars and whatever, and you guys have come up trump, so I thank you. And I'll go with the first one here. This is from a guy called PringleTube on Apple Podcasts.
Already you sounds know, sinister.
I know, don't want to know what that's about, but you love it.
Either he's got a cock like a Pringle tube, or he's got an ass like a Pringle tube.
Or he shags Pringle tubes, either or. It's one of those three, it's nothing in between. And he's got to start off, and this is very nice. The title is My Lovely Boys, 5 stars.
Oh,
and
what a man.
I know, it warms the heart, doesn't it? What a Pringle do. And he said, incredible how two guys can go from personal stories about their days of bullying their own friends, being borderline pissheads, and the inability to socially interact with others to explaining the intricacies of key moments in Welsh history with such heft. Do the Rebecca riots, you cowards.
He has cut to the core of me with those sentences there. Yeah. That's exactly every element of my personality.
Yeah, you've just summed up me in a nutshell.
Also, PringleTube, the next episode will be fully around bullying each other as friends because we're doing the Knowing Me, Knowing You, like I mentioned a second ago, and that is my
favorite like.
Point. Stay tuned because mine are very. We're meant to be telling stories about each other's lives and just like anecdotes with each other. I got a very strong anti-Jack agenda in my.
Oh God, why have you done that? Why have you told me this? This is I'm still going to be so anxious for the next one now because I've done mine and like I've done the opposite, wholesome, and I've gone like these aren't specifically like just little stupid things you've done. They're like times me and you've had that are really funny together. So thanks for that in advance. That's going to be fun.
Yin and yang, dark and shade, light and shade is what you need.
That's how we work.
Also, we've got the cameras on today. We don't normally have them.
I know. I'm not noticing too much of a slow, maybe see each other. Yeah. Reaction.
Should we keep it on?
I was going to say, just for PringleTube as well, Rebecca Riot, that is on our to-do list, mate. All right? So we're not cowards.
Yeah.
Until we do it, we're cowards. We'll see.
We actually, it's so true. We are being cowardly because it seems too much of a hefty thing to revise. So we are being quite cowardly. Just putting
it's not cowardly because of the context or the subject matter. It's just because it's a big old thing. It's a chunky thing.
Should we commit and we'll put that in season 4 then? Should we put that in the next one?
Go on then. If fucking PringleTube's going to throw the gauntlet down, I'll rise to the occasion.
He demands. We'll do it. Sorry, I'm moving my mic around a bit too much here. Right, that's it done. How's your week been anyway, man?
Yeah, it's been all right. It's you know, I was in the doghouse for a little bit. But it's all right. I'm out now. I'm on day release.
He's off the leave, baby.
He's a dog. He's a dog.
Oh, Jack's a dog.
But no.
Well, we won't go into it.
No, I just know, listeners, that I deserved it, basically.
And that sounds so much worse. No, you just stayed out late, didn't you? You stayed out too late.
Well, on the promise that I wouldn't, you know.
Promises were made. Promises were broken.
I mean, I
just want to clarify. You've done nothing.
It's no infidelity or anything. It's okay. Yeah. It's fine. 2 months into marriage, can you
no
imagine?
No one who says the word. No one says the word infidelity commits infidelity.
No, exactly. You guys know me better than that, my ladies.
Yeah. No. What do you think Jack got in trouble for? I don't know. Been at the pub too long? Yeah. Mm. Ding, ding, ding,
yeah,
ding, ding.
Fair enough.
But I've been out tonight. So I was meeting up with old work friends and I skipped dinner. So I'm a little bit ahead of you on cans front. But So you can tell the feverish attitude of me. I'm so excited. But I wasn't even going to mention you being in the doghouse. I thought you would be like, oh, no, that's not. But you brought it up.
Oh,
I thought maybe my booziness would have brought it up. It's all anecdotes at the end
of
the day.
It's all content in it, you know.
I finished work early today because I had to do a talk in front of 5,000 people, but it was online. It was an online thing, so it's kind of less hassle. But because I'm such an anxious person, I had to write my script word for word verbatim. So then when someone would like, I work in social media, so I was given a talk about social media, about Threads, you know, the new channel.
Oh yeah.
You know,
that
new Instagram, the new platform for Meta.
Mm-hmm. I'm aware of that. I'm down with the kids, mate. I know what's going on.
Yeah. Well, I had to give a big talk around how Threads might be used, and because I'm so nervous about talking, I wrote everything down like verbatim, and then when people were asking questions, it would cut through my script, so I'd be like, I'd answer them, then I'd go, and I'd like, I'd say, you might actually have more words on, you have less words on Twitter than you have on this, and then I'd repeat what I just said like a robot, and be like, and the next thing about Threads
like a sad for a joke as well, like going, it's like. Less on Twitter than the thing, but Twitter, am I right? Zuckerberg, am I right?
Well, I left breaks for applause and like breaks.
Of course,
like,
you did.
Wait, because I'll just read. I was like, they're gonna get blown away.
They're gonna learn this.